Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making one of those classic old-school drum and bass switch-ups that can take a bass line from smooth and rolling to dark, chopped, and properly raved out, all using macro controls in Ableton Live 12. Now, the big idea here is simple. In DNB, the bass line is part of the arrangement, not just a sound that sits underneath it. So instead of building a whole new bass patch every time you want energy, we're going to create one smart rack that can morph between two feels. One version will be tight, dark, and controlled. The other will be more open, more aggressive, and ready for a switch up. And that's the beauty of macros. One movement can change a bunch of things at once. That makes your bassline feel performed, even if you automate it later in arrangement view. It's like doing a little DJ-style tweak inside the track. So let's build it from the ground up. First, create a new MIDI track and load up Waveeatable or Operator. If you're brand new to this, Waveeatable is a really good place to start, because it's easy to get a solid, modern bass tone without overthinking it. Keep the source simple. You do not need a massive sound design monster here. If you're using Waveeatable, start with a saw or square-based waveform. Keep the unison low, maybe one or two voices max. That keeps the sound focused. If you want it darker, bring in the low-pass filter and keep the tone in that roughly 120 to 250 Hz zone at the start. We're aiming for a bass that has shake, not a huge wall of sound. Now write a short MIDI pattern. One bar or two bars is enough. Keep it rhythmic, and leave space for the kick and snare. That's really important in DNB. The best bass lines don't just play non-stop. They breathe with the break. Think call and response. The drums say something, then the bass replies. Next, we're going to separate the low end from the character. This is one of the smartest habits you can build early. Create an instrument rack and make two chains. One chain is your sub. The other is your mid or character layer. On the sub chain, use operator with a sine wave if you can. Keep it mono, no width, no stereo tricks, no unnecessary movement. The sub should be solid and predictable. On the mid chain, use Waveeatable, analog, or another operator layer if you want. This is where the personality lies. This layer can be a little dirtier, a little brighter, and a little more animated. If needed, add an EQ8 and cut below around 80 to 120 Hz so this layer stays out of the sub's way. That separation is huge. It gives you clean control later, and it means you can make your switch up exciting without wrecking the low end. Now add the main shaping devices to the mid layer. A good starting chain is auto filter, then saturator, then drum bus, then utility. You can also experiment with redux if you want a harsher old school edge, but don't go crazy right away. The goal is controlled grit, not total chaos. Set the auto filter cutoff somewhere reasonable, maybe around 150. to 600 Hz depending on how dark you want the starting tone. Use saturator gently at first, maybe 2 to 8 dB of drive. On drum bus, keep it light, maybe around 5 to 20% drive. And use utility to keep the bass centered and safe, especially in the low end. This is the DNB mindset right here. The switch up doesn't have to come from a completely different patch. It can come from the same patch changing its attitude. Now group everything into an instrument rack and open the macro controls. This is where the fun really starts. Let's map a few useful macros. One macro can control filter cutoff, so that becomes your tone macro. Another macro can control saturator drive, which gives you grit. Another can affect drum bus drive or another byte-related control. You can have a width macro map to utility width on the mid layer only. And you can even make a combined switch-up macro that opens the filter and increases drive together. A really good beginner setup would be something like this. Filter open. Grid up, mids wide, and drop energy. Nice and clear. Naming matters more than people think. If your macros have obvious names, you'll move much faster when you come back to the project later. For the mapping ranges, keep things musical. For tone, maybe map the cutoff from around 150 Hz at the low end to around 1.2 kHz at the high end. For grit, map from 0 dB to around 7 dB. For width, keep the sub completely unmapped and only widen the mid layer. That point is really important. In DNB, the sub should stay centered and stable. That's the anchor. Now we set up two energy states. State 1 is your main groove. This is the filtered, darker, tighter version of the bass. It supports the drums and keeps the track moving without taking over. State 2 is your switch up. This is where the filter opens, the grit rises, and the mids get a bit wider or more unstable. Maybe you also add a touch more resonance or wave movement. Nothing too wild, just enough to create contrast. Here's a simple mental picture. The main groove says, I'm rolling. The switch up says, now we're raising the temperature. A good starting range might be tone around 20 to 35% for the main groove and 70 to 90% for the switch up. Grit could go from around 15 to 30% up to 50 to 75%. Width on the mids might be around 0 to 20% in the groove and 40 to 70% in the switch up. Again, the sub stays steady the whole time. Now go into arrangement view and automate those macros across your track. If you're building an 8-bar or 16-bar phrase, that gives you a really natural place to create movement. For example, you could keep the bass dark for the first 8 bars. Then, during bars 9 to 12, slowly open the tone and add a little grit. Then bars 13 to 16 can be the actual switch-up, where the bass feels more aggressive and alive. After that, you can either return to the main groove or evolve it again. In an old-school jungle or DNB context, that movement is what keeps the dance floor locked in. You don't want random change. You want controlled tension. That's the difference. And here's a good teacher tip. Often, one macro doing a clear thing is stronger than 5 macros moving all at once. If your bass starts feeling messy, scale it back. Usually, the best switch-ups are one tonal shift plus one small rhythmic edit. That's enough to make it hit. So let's talk about the drums for a second, because the drums and bass need to work together. If the bass switch-up is going to land hard, the drums need to leave its space. Build a simple breakbeat loop. You can chop an amen, think break, or any classic style break in simpler. Clean up the low end with a Q8 if needed, and maybe add a little drum bus to the drum group for glue. Then make the bass answer the break. Think of the arrangement like this. Bass note, drum hit, bass reply, snare fill, then the switch up. That question and answer feel is part of the old school DNA. The bass should dance around the break, not sit on top of it like a brick. Now for the actual switch up moment. This is where you can get a little more dramatic, but still keep it musical. In the last beat or two before the new phrase, shorten the MIDI note or leave a tiny rest. That little bit of space can make the next section feel much bigger. Then automate your macros quickly. Open the filter, bring up the grit, maybe widen the mids briefly, then snap it back down at the next bar if needed. That return is important. A lot of beginners focus on the build-up and forget the reset. But the reset is what makes the change feel intentional. It's contest. The ear hears the difference because something returns to normal after the spike. If you want to make the transition even cleaner, duplicate the bass clip and make a variation just for the switch-up section. That keeps your arrangement tidy, and it gives you room to test different ideas without messing up the main groove. Now, a few low-end checks. This part matters a lot in DNB. Always listen to the kick and bass together. If they fight, the groove falls apart. Keep the sub-mono. Avoid too much stereo movement below about 120 Hz. If the switch-up feels huge but blurry, reduce width before you reduce sub. Usually clarity matters more than raw size. And if the bass is stepping on the kick, shorten the note lengths a little and use a Q8 to clean out unnecessary low mids from the mid layer. That often fixes the problem faster than simply turning the bass down. A great beginner habit is to compare the main groove to the switch-up at low volume. If the switch-up still reads clearly when played quietly, you've probably got the balance right. If it only sounds exciting, because it's loud, it probably needs more shape and less hype. Now, when should you use the switch-up in the arrangement? A really strong place is the end of an intro, right as the first drop lands. Another great spot is bar 8 or bar 16 of a drop, where you want a variation to keep the energy alive. It also works well after a breakdown, when you need momentum to come back fast. And here's a really useful rule. Do not switch everything at once. Let the bass evolve, while the drums or effects carry the transition. That makes the arrangement feel more readable and more dance-floor friendly. If you want a little extra edge, try one of the advanced tricks. You can map a macro to a subtle pitch movement in the mid layer for just a tiny bit of urgency. Or you can create a fake fill by automating a quick burst of filter opening and saturation right before the bar change. You can even blend in a second mid layer, one darker and one brighter, and use a macro to fade between them while the sub stays untouched. That's a really powerful idea, by the way. If one part stays familiar, the listener feels the change instead of getting lost in it. That's why the sub or the core rhythm should usually stay steady. So here's your challenge. Build a 16-bar old-school DNB bass section with three energy states. First, a bass groove that's dark, tight, and centered. Second, a pre-switch build that gets a bit brighter and more active. Third, a switch-up that has more grit, more presence, and a noticeable change in width or motion. Keep it simple. Use no more than four macros. Keep the sub stable the whole time. Add at least one automation move that changes two parameters at once. Include one drum edit or break chop to support the transition, and make sure the switch up is obvious even at low volume. If the result still feels muddy, reduce width first. If it feels weak, add a little grit before reaching for volume. That's a really good way to think in DNB. Shape first, level second. Alright, that's the core idea. Build the bass rack, map the macros clearly, automate the movement in arrangement view, and keep the sub locked and clean. That's how you get an old-school DNB switch up that feels alive, DJ-friendly, and properly tuned for the dance floor. Now go make it roll.